Overnight, the UNESCO World Heritage Committee's 38th General Assembly in Qatar took less than 8 minutes to reject Australia's application to delist more than 74,000 hectares from the Tasmanian Wilderness World Heritage Area. Australia's application was rejected. In fact, Australia was criticised for providing, quote, extremely sparse information, unquote, and feeble justification for its application. The vote from the 21 member nations of the committee was unanimous. Alec Maher is a former executive director of the Wilderness Society. He's been at the World Heritage Committee meeting. He joins us from Doha. Alec Maher, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
So what exactly did the World Heritage Committee decide?
Well, the World Heritage Committee decided to reject Australia's attempt to remove 74,000 hectares from the Tasmanian World Heritage Area and call upon Australia to meet the obligations that it undertook at the previous meeting in Phnom Penh to properly document the cultural values of the site. What is pretty shocking about the situation that we found ourselves in is that the Australian government put forward a feeble attempt, in technical terms, to remove 74,000 hectares from the World Heritage Area. The complete misunderstanding of the committee by Senator Colbeck, I think, has done Australia an enormous amount of damage.
The Tasmanian Liberal Senator.
Yes, well, he's been, you know, the architect behind this. He's put together a dossier which is feeble is the diplomatic word for it, but really pathetic is really what the tone of the intervention meant. This is a technical body that, sure, there's 21 countries on it, but under each of the experts on those delegations, they've got access to thousands of experts around the world. And it took them no time at all to realise that the Australian government was trying to mislead them. It was basically an attack on the Tasmanian World Heritage Area for the logging industry.
Was there any objection or debate?
Well, no. Basically, this attempt by the Australian government has done Australia an enormous amount of damage because everyone saw it for what it was, a logging agenda being dressed up as an improvement in the World Heritage Area. Everyone realised that was wrong. They were initially confused, and then Richard Colbeck continued to pepper them and their embassies with the same misleading information. So people went from confusion to anger to these guys need to get a message that this is the wrong way to go about business.
So what was Portugal referring to when they said Australia had set an unacceptable precedent in its application?
Well, one example is that last year in Phnom Penh, after 25 years of debate, finally the key areas of forest were included in the World Heritage Area. And that was based on a very comprehensive dossier that was very well received, very well researched, and, you know, there was a great round of applause. People, wow, this is great. Finally, the Australian government has done the right thing here. And then this year, they come back with this really sparse, clearly attempt to mislead the committee. So people were shocked, and basically, in political terms, having taken the document apart technically, they decided to roll this misleading document up into a nice tight ball and punt kick it straight out of the room. I mean, some issues might take some hours of committee debate. This decision went through with three interventions, all supporting the draft decision, which was to reject the Australian application, and then it was passed unanimously. And that was only because people didn't want to spend any more time humiliating Australia. They could easily have sat there for an hour and a half and ripped the document apart, but they just thought, I'll send these guys a message that this is a totally inappropriate attempt to mislead the committee and attack the World Heritage Area.
Do you think this will have any bearing on the World Heritage Committee's next major decision affecting Australia, which is next year's decision on the Great Barrier Reef and the in danger list?
Well, look, you know, it's already been decided that a discussion around endangered listing for the Barrier Reef is on the table at the next World Heritage Committee meeting in Bonn in Germany. And unless the Australian government take the messages they've got here in Doha this week seriously, unless they change trajectory in terms of the developments they are approving along the Barrier Reef and the increasing pressure they're putting on the Barrier Reef, then you would have to say that there's every likelihood of an endanger listing for the Barrier Reef. But the first gesture of goodwill to the international community is Richard Colbeck should resign immediately. He's staked his role as a minister on misleading the World Heritage Committee. I don't have to tell the media of Australia that he's been peppering them every day with another silly photo about what he claims is going on in the World Heritage Area. And he's done the same thing to embassies all around the world.
These are pictures of the parts of the World Heritage Area which involve roads and power lines and plantation timber.
That's right. But all this was considered. Everybody knew that last year. And this guy's just continued to pepper people. He's done more damage to Australia's standing in the World Heritage Convention by himself than anything else that's been done in the last 30 years. He's a disaster. He should resign immediately.
And just to the... Does this close the argument about this, about the forest? It's been ongoing for 20 years. Is it now over, given the federal government says it will abide by the decision of the World Heritage Committee?
Well, look, the World Heritage Committee has decided in Phnom Penh that these areas are of outstanding universal value, and therefore Australia has an obligation to protect them under their obligations in the World Heritage Convention. Now, the Australian government attempt has simply reinforced the fact that they are of outstanding universal value. So the debate is over. Richard Colbeck and the Australian government have been resoundingly given a message that these attacks on Australia's World Heritage areas, whether it be the Barrier Reef, whether it be Tasmania or any other World Heritage site, are completely unacceptable.
Alec Maher, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alec Maher, the Principal of Strategic Interventions and former long-standing Executive Director of the Wilderness Society.